This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium close to their house, sacking the mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club. Good day to you, Lloyd.
Oh, and good day to you
yeah,
as well, no, Rhys.
It's nice to throw a good day in every now and then, I think.
I should
have changed it to good day. I'm all in Aussie at the moment because of Ange Postecoglou.
Are you fully embracing it?
I'm all in. I want, more than anything, Spurs to sign Dele Alli back off the back of that interview.
Right, okay.
He's back in a major way. Everyone, get him in your fantasy team. He's recapturing his hunger.
Yeah,
he's coming back. He's going to be huge. If he could come back, play under Big Ange, I'd be so happy.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But I'd 100% take him. And if we have to spend $500 million for him, I don't mind.
Right.
It's something that frustrates me about football. It's, oh, we spent this much. The money's got nothing to do with me as a fan. The whole thing, we've got to cash in on Harry Kane. Why?
Well, it is your money.
What? No, it's not. This is Tottenham. None of this comes back to the Spurs fans. I never see any difference. The ticket price goes up every year. It's 12 quid a pint or whatever in there. I don't know if that's true.
We had a tweet. Okay, so I'm not sure if footballers listen to the podcast. I know that one or two do listen. Shout out Kylian Sheridan.
Mbappe. Oh.
No.
God damn it.
Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Sheridan. I thought Mbappe listened.
Oh, yeah, it's the same name, isn't it? Kylian Sheridan,
yeah.
Who plays... we're playing in Scotland last season. He listens. Shout out, Kylian. Life of a Kitman.
The Kitmen of which club?
Swindon.
Oh, music to Ivo Graham's ears.
They sent a tweet saying, listening to the Ellis James episode of Fit and Proper on the way into training and got us thinking. Who really has had the biggest roller coaster ride in the last 40 years?
Yes.
On real listen, by the way.
So thank Ellis talked about Swansea's ridiculous sort of up and down roller coaster, going all the way to the top, all the way back down. Mm-hmm. Or was it the other way around? They're not at the top. They're in the middle.
I think a roller coaster...
typically, he did a loop
down,
to loop.
And up and down. Well, it depends.
They went down.
And.
Oh, you think Leicester.
Right, so Harry.
Harry, you're doing a gesture. I thought you were correcting me. You think Leicester have had the biggest roller coaster? League winners, FA Cup winners, now in the Championship, but previously went all the way up.
League One, Championship, Premier League 1 year, won it the year after, won the FA Cup, 3 years later go down.
It's not a bad roller coaster.
Yeah.
Quarterfinal of the Champions League.
Fucking hell, yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay, fuck, but the downs. So
lovely part
it's a roller coaster,
England.
But it feels like a roller coaster that's being built. You know what I mean? It's like in the middle of being built. So it's basically, you need a lot more downs. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
For then to go, you've already gone as high as you can go.
Hey, I tell you what, get relegated to League One. Come back to us next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get yourself on the Kitman podcast.
That is not a thumbs up you want to do. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, we'll do it. I tell you what, how about you give us a convincing argument? Tweet us @LloydGriffith @RhysJamesy. Let us know. if your team has had a more of a roller coaster than Swansea, than Leicester. Are we missing something in plain sight?
Yeah, and if you're listening, Kylian Mbappe, best of luck with the new contract negotiations.
We have a guest on the podcast today. Otherwise, this podcast wouldn't really work in its current format.
Bilal Zafar. You may know him from his excellent Twitch streams, which I'm sure we'll discuss. He is the gaffer. He's got such a good online football presence.
Yes. And out of nowhere as well, really.
Yeah, it was something that came about in the pandemic.
I remember seeing Bilal starting out in his comedy career and thinking, this guy's good. This guy's very good. Got into a few finals with a few competitions, had a couple of good Edinburghs, I think, nominated.
Best newcomer nominated one year, I believe.
Best newcomer nominated, Reese believes.
A show called Cakes.
It was, yeah. And his Twitter handle was, or still is,
Zaffercakes.
Which is a very good play on words.
Well worth checking out. He's doing Edinburgh, always does great shows. Get yourself a ticket. And I suppose, crucially, enjoy his takeover. Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is comedian, actor, podcaster, Twitch streamer, gaffer, Bilal Zafar.
Thank you.
That was really sweet.
It's a lovely bit of rhyming. You've heard it before. Is that part of the branding? Did you make that? You know, did you go with the word gaffer because of
that? You know what? I don't think I ever called myself gaffer. I think people started calling me that and it stuck.
Should we explain?
Yeah. Interesting.
Should we go a bit of backstory?
I should explain what it is.
You should do it because you probably know more about you than me.
Sure. I do a thing. I started it in lockdown when I lost all my gigs. I started playing Pro Evolution Soccer 5 on Twitch. Twitch is a site where people stream games. Yeah. But instead of just playing it, I wore the top half of a suit and was the manager.
Is it only the top half?
Des Lynam style.
Oh yeah, we do occasionally see
Des Lynam style.
Nice.
Des Lynam style.
And it took off, right?
It really did.
You're selling merch.
Yeah, it was amazing. I've never had anything like that over lockdown. It was like, it peaked at, we had our first ever cup final in Pez. It's called the D1 Cup. I guess that's the FA Cup. Mm. D1 Cup final. And I had 1,000 people watch the whole thing live.
Great.
The whole final done as like,
the whole like 2 hours stream.
Great. Amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't get to that level now with everyone back at work. I'm still doing it, but that was amazing, man.
Shit. Best time. There was a series finale you did.
Yes. Oh, you watched that?
It was one of the. It was like an HBO show.
Yeah. Really?
The twist, the way you did with the music. It was like. I mean, it's a spoiler, but can you even go back and watch things?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube.
You can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I put them all up on YouTube. Okay. Let's explain it,
but it is a spoiler if you are.
It is, but I think it's all right. So the 100th stream, I had a character that I kept bullying, a player, and he had, this is weird. He had a little teddy with him because he's kind of childish. That's why I was bullying him. And the teddy kept whispering to him, kill the gaffer, right? And I had it building up for like 2 weeks or something. It kept saying, kill the gaffer, like after the cup final or whatever. And we won everything and it was all great. And we were having end of season party. And then suddenly, and he comes up on stage and he pulls out a gun. And I'm like, what are you doing? And there's a bang and it cuts to me and I've got some fake blood on my shirt. And I'm like, wait, what? And then it cut to a montage of it going back over, like speeding through the past 100 streams.
Wow. Kind of in space, right? There was like an overlay of like space and stars.
Yeah. And then what was the song? Wicked Game.
Yes. It's good, isn't it? It's so beautiful.
It's ever. Yeah. And then the big twist at the end was like when the whole montage bit ended, I woke up and I was like I was in the first ever stream.
Wow.
And then it ended.
It was so good. Genuinely, it was so good.
How much production went into that then?
Oh, it took ages, but this was lockdown, so I had nothing else happening.
Of course.
My only work was ever live comedy before this. I didn't have any writing jobs or anything, so it's nothing.
You know? Here's how good it was, right? I had dipped in and out of the previous 100. I wasn't all in. Apologies, but I've been dipping in and out. It's a very busy time for me, the pandemic, actually. I became addicted to gambling. Oh. But I dipped in and out.
You did, actually.
And then
it's quite sad.
Nah, come on. And still, you know, I watched that and was like emotionally affected, despite, you know, not being kind of like, it was like watching the Succession finale with only watching, you know, sort of six episodes along the way. And still, I really cared. And when it cut to you in real life with blood on your shirt, I was like, oh my God. Then when it went to the thing going back through the stream, I was like, oh my God. And then when the reveal of you being like, hit someone coming and going, nice to meet you.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
the player doesn't know. Yeah.
That player comes in and goes.
With the teddy bear.
Comes in and goes, nice to meet you. I'm so and so.
Yeah. And it's like the first time we've met. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, and all the trophies we won are gone. You know,
because at the beginning. And I was like,
a dream sequence.
Just fully
British Empire.
Just going, oh my God, how's he done it? Oh, well, thanks. Well, it's mad, isn't it? When you got so much spare time. I didn't know I could make Twitch like my own, like you say, HBO kind of series. Mm. Kind of Twin Peaks is what I was inspired by. I was watching a lot of that at the time. Yeah.
I wasn't able to go on Twitch during the lockdown, but let's not go into that. why Pro Evo?
Oh, it was my favourite game when I was... It was the first football game I really got into, Pro Evo 5. Yeah, did you play those?
Yeah.
I didn't actually. I was always...
FIFA.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
That's all right.
And I am a FIFA show,
I would sort of alternate a little bit. Yeah. Because also there'd be rumours around the school of like, Pro Evo's better this year. People would say before it comes out. Apparently Pro Evo's actually better this year. And so there'd be like, I'd say there's two or three big Pro Evo years where you had to just because everyone had it.
Mm.
Even though you don't play each other online.
No.
But just was all anyone was talking about.
Also, can you remember you used to get those like they used to do the test games or like you used
demos.
To get the demos. Yeah, that you get a preview in like a magazine. It's like, oh my God, have you seen Pro Evo?
Yeah.
It's like you're watching actual football. Then if you look back at it going, no, it's not.
Yeah, even the graphics now are quite crap.
It's still CFAX, what the fuck? So that was your game of choice growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Big football fan?
Yeah.
Arsenal fan?
Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah.
From North London, are you?
East.
Oh, right. So why Arsenal?
Family support Arsenal.
Yeah, that's fine. You can carry on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dad liked Arsenal a lot. I think he worked around North London. He's not even that into it, but me and my brother are big time. I have a season ticket.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Have you got a...
I've got a Spurs season ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a depressing year last
year. Do you
sit
in that big stand?
Sorry, can I just say the look between you two, like, honestly,
we're doing
so
mutual
funny.
Respect.
It was almost like mutual kind of
like a deep sigh in both of our eyes going.
Honestly, it was like, you know, this whole thing about Tottenham, Arsenal, Rover, and obviously Arsenal have had a good season since last season.
Yeah.
But you went, like, an Arsenal and a Tottenham fans went, you got a season to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like going,
I'm wasting my time and money as well.
It's so funny. It's like, honestly, 15 years ago, like, you got a season ticket? Yeah, I fucking have. Try and go each of the throws. Now it's like, shit, innit?
Yeah, I've got a season ticket, mate. Yeah.
Are you in that big stand?
No.
He's
way.
Too scared.
I'm very
that.
Near that big stand.
Do you know the guy who kicked Ramsdale?
Oh, yes.
Our big friend.
Oh, big time.
You go drinking with him, don't you?
He's in a WhatsApp group.
You share scarves every now and then, don't
you? Absolutely. Big time. Down the Antwerp Arms before the game. Yeah, pretty big.
How long have you been going to Arsenal?
Oh, since I was like 13, I think.
Really?
But not, I haven't had the season ticket the whole time, but used to have a junior Gunner membership and it was quite cheap. Had the Gunnosaurus on the card.
Did
pretty
it?
Cool.
What did that get you?
Cheap.
Booze.
Yeah,
cheaper booze.
I guess tickets were quite cheap and quite easy to get. We had a section called the family enclosure.
Was this at Highbury?
No, this was at the Emirates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a young boy.
31.
The family enclosure.
You're younger than me.
Yeah,
it's a bit zoo adjacent for me. That language.
Yeah, it's
the magazine.
The family enclosure. Yeah, it's a bit zoo magazine.
I don't remember
that.
The family enclosure in the zoo magazine.
Did Tottenham not have a?
Well, there's
families.
No, certainly in White Hart Lane, there was like, oh, the West Stand is the family stand.
Right.
Clearly. But they're certainly not enclosing us.
Oh, no. You're allowed out.
The one stand you don't need to enclose is the family one. Right. Enclose the one where they're going to kick Ramsdale.
Yeah.
Enclose the big rowdy stand full of the lads. The lad enclosure is exactly what it needs. A big Perspex screen in front.
Yeah.
It's covered in spit.
What?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Because
it
would go, it's offside.
I don't think people spit.
You won't be able to see the game.
Yeah, the lad enclosure.
Spit screen.
Minute for any controversial decision, it just steams up.
Oh, God.
And you're like one of those abseilers just coming down to like clean the spit screen every 7 minutes. Sounds disgusting, football, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is a bad idea. Let's maybe not. Eventually, you'll be able to take over a club and do what you like, I'd say.
Yeah.
Rule out the Perspex.
What was the first game you went to? Can you remember? Any memories?
Yeah, so I never got to go Highbury. Yeah, so I went to, maybe I was 13, I went to Arsenal v Charlton, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Big game.
Big game.
Reds versus the Reds.
Yeah, I think it was 4-0 to Arsenal. I think we had I think Henry scored 2.
Oh, what an era. What an era to go to your first game in.
No, we weren't very good. I think that was the first season at the Emirates, so we were a bit shaky.
It was, wasn't it?
That's when Henry wanted to go.
Yeah. I don't like this place.
Yeah. Well, oh.
Go on.
Justin Hoyt. Do you even know that name?
Yeah, H-U-Y-T.
He scored his first goal for Arsenal, I believe, which I witnessed, and he was very happy. And so was I.
He was spitting on the screen.
Banging on the screen, yeah.
What was Charlton's name in Pro Evo? Can you remember?
Oh, God, I'm not sure. Probably, maybe like South London Red or something like that. Yeah. I'm not sure.
What are Arsenal? North London?
North London Red.
North London Red.
Tottenham and North London White, I believe.
Then it's Man Red.
Man Red. Blue. Man Blue. Merseyside Red. Merseyside Blue, of course.
Grimsby?
I don't think.
Fishy Bastards?
Are Grimsby on there?
No.
I think it was only the Premier League, right?
Mm.
I think. And then it was weird. If you did the league, if you ever got relegated, it would be, you'd be in like a league with like Hoffenheim and stuff. So
I've done the research.
Was it just the Premier League they couldn't get the rights to? Were there like other teams in
it was
Spanish
like,
league, for example?
They had like a bunch of teams. So sometimes they might have Arsenal or Man U, but then it would all be Merseyside Red.
Right. So it was they like had that. Just the rights to some.
Yeah, it was a mix.
So what a mad. So
it was weird, mad.
Is it still like that? The new Pro
Evo. I think it is.
Are they still like that?
Yeah.
It's such a weird...
Are you playing it?
Not the new ones. Do you know what happened? It's all died, basically. It's very sad. They changed the game to make it an online thing. They did it so it could be cross-platform, so you could technically play on your phone against someone on a PS5, which just didn't work, obviously. there's no Master League anymore, which is the mode that we all used to love. That's the career one where you're a manager and stuff. It's all gone.
Sorry.
God. It's heartbreaking.
This is heartbreaking.
You. And they changed the name from Pro Evolution Soccer to eFootball.
Come on. This is childhoods in tatters.
I know.
eFootball.
They don't care, man. It's
sounds
really
like
sad.
Someone in the marketing department of Vauxhall has come up with that.
eFootball.
eFootball. Yeah.
2023.
Who do you go to games with?
My brother.
Big fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Off your brother.
Imagine he wasn't.
Big fan. No, yeah, your yeah. brother.
Big oh,
fan.
My
your
brother. Yeah, he's all right, yeah.
Yeah. And are you happy with the way in which Arsenal's being run at the moment? Not to get too kind of like deep, but are you happy with it? You've had a good season at times.
Yeah, I'm very... The thing is, I think people that look at football stuff online, on Twitter or whatever, will see a specific type of thing, but I'm not depressed about. Obviously, I'm.
It's lovely.
I'm disappointed at how it went in the end. Obviously, but the season, like so many good moments, and it was just so fun. And
no one expected the title race before the season started. No one was tipping Arsenal to be in that title race at all.
No,
everyone weren't even being tipped to be in Champions League space. No. So it was obviously an amazing season.
Yeah, man.
It's a shame to have that kind of run and end up with nothing. As a Spurs fan, I'm not even mocking that.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Going, oh,
it's
what
fine
a shame.
If you
this
do.
Is pathetic. I can't. This is pathetic.
I wouldn't dare. But I know if rivalry out of the way. I'm so numb. I'm so tired of all of it. But were you weren't. So you weren't cronkies out beforehand. You weren't like at the protest and then going.
Actually, you were with Tom Rosenthal with a placard.
No, not massively. I was kind of trying to be patient about it and seeing, like, because you know how things can just turn around if you get a decent manager in, right? Like when we had Emery, it never felt like a very good fit.
Yeah,
made some bad signings as well. I wasn't sure about Arteta though. Like I wasn't Arteta out, but I kind of thought if he doesn't get top four this season, then maybe that'll be it. But now I think he's amazing. He's done a great job, you know.
Yeah, it seems like the plan is for him to be there for 20 years.
Which I like, you know, because of Wenger and everything.
Anyone that's worked under Pep Guardiola now, you're kind of like looking going, oh...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You've been touched by the sacred cloth. I'm not sure if that's a phrase.
Touched by the sacred cloth.
Yeah, I just kind of, I improvised that. And I thought it sounded good, but you're wincing.
I don't.
But then you look at Leicester City. They've just appointed Pep's number two at Leicester City. What's his name, Ari?
Enzo Maresca.
Who is not the new, you know, Mikel Arteta, because Mikel Arteta's obviously played for us and stuff. But you're now looking at Leicester being like the new Arsenal.
Yeah. Should we get him then? Should we sack on to
our interest?
I think you should keep with Mikel Arteta for now and just see how it goes.
Well, that's not up to you, Lloyd. Hang on.
Yes, breaking news reaching us just now, and that is that Bilal Zafar has been announced as the new owner of Arsenal. We'll give you more details on that deal as soon as possible, but just to confirm, Bilal Zafar is now the new owner of Arsenal Football Club.
Well, there you go.
Well, you weren't cronky out, but you're Zafar in.
Yeah.
You've ousted him.
I've bought it.
How much for?
Several billion.
That's
several billion. Several an undisclosed billion. Amount of billion.
Yeah.
So I was aware that people were earning from Twitch, but I just wasn't aware it was this kind of like.
No,
heavy
what
levels.
I did was, you know, the payday loans.
Yeah.
If you, there's a lot of them. You go on every single website, get 10 grand.
Wonga.
Wonga.
The other ones.
So how many, so you went on, you must have gone on thousands of websites to get 10, is 10 grand the limit on those payday loans?
No, some of them are.
I don't know, actually.
Also, if.
Very high interest.
Yeah, but
APR,
it's fine.
Not ideal. On
we'll
those.
Pay it off. You know, we'll sell some Saka shirts.
Right? Yeah.
Pay it off.
And you think that'll.
In a few years.
Also, in a few years, sorry, in a few years, you've taken several billion.
It's going up, the you know, so it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't get about the payday loans. If someone's like borrowing 50 grand, how much are you getting paid on that payday loan? And if you're getting 50 grand, like, do you need to get a loan?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you by
They're
Wonga.
Really good, I think. They're good for society and
yeah.
Are they still,
I support them.
Are they still going?
Yeah.
I thought they got regulated and banned.
It's different. I think they can't advertise. Right? Is
you know,
that
now,
right?
Now, people are going, oh, I can't believe Newcastle have been bought by like a regime that actually isn't that great. Like, actually, it's pretty awful.
Mm.
They're like, God, I wish we could be sponsored by Wonga again. Like, you look back, that was only like four seasons ago.
I know.
Where they're like, oh God, I can't believe that. I go, mate, it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah. So you're now in a kind of a race against time, I suppose, for achievement, for achievement and prize money, and success has to skyrocket.
Yeah, but I mean, we can do a lot of like pre-season stuff, maybe in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, right. So you're going to instantly make some money back pre-season by going around
Big
the world.
Big tournament in Saudi a week before the season.
Hope that you win that, pay off, chip off some of the...
Well, you don't need the prize money. You mean ticket sales and all that
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, just like...
selling some shirts in Saudi Arabia.
You probably get paid a lot. In FIFA anyway, when you do a pre-season thing, you usually get paid a bit.
Do
you have to win it? I don't know.
Win what? The tournament?
The little pre-season?
The reason that teams travel in pre-season is surely to like get more fans.
Get more fans in that area.
Sell a bunch of tickets. Aren't Man United in like nine different countries on their pre-season tour?
So Manchester United are currently in... At time of record, in the USA, playing Leeds United to try and drum up more support in America. So too are Wrexham. I was in LA the other week. Wrexham have got billboards all over LA. It is fucking mental. So I think you'd go to Saudi Arabia to basically sell more shirts
Well, Wrexham's
in Saudi Arabia.
Next trophy is going to be an Emmy. Wrexham are nominated for three Emmys or something. Their next, imagine if their trophy cabinet... It's just full of Emmys instead.
Think about that.
Yeah,
it's mad, isn't it?
Imagine if Wrexham get a trophy before Spurs.
Oh yeah, well they will.
But
they
was a pre-season trophy, wasn't it? The Audi Cup.
The Audi Cup, big cup.
Is that still going?
I don't think.
I think it was a one-time thing. I mean, everyone went, oh well, Spurs have won it. There's no point entering this.
Let's retire it. But you do get like the Emirates Cup. So all the teams that are sponsored by the Emirates playing it. You've got the Audi Cup. People that had like Audi sponsorship would play in that, and you know, in the Saudi one,
and it's going to be the Saudi Cup.
Saudi Cup.
Yeah.
Just a load of teams that have taken out payday loans. Just really
the Wonga trophy.
Saudi.
Get some money back.
What is the Saudi currency?
I think it is Wonga, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
getting that Saudi Wonga.
Getting that Saudi Wonga.
I'll let you take that to the lawyers.
Okay, so what's the sort of first step? So like, Wiz, you're saying you're happy with Arteta, but are you going to keep Arteta?
No, I've changed my mind.
One of the greatest managers in the last 4 years.
You are the gaffer, so
yeah,
it could be you.
Well... I am, of course, you know, when I do the press conferences and stuff, I say, I love this club.
Yeah.
I'm one of you and all of that. But then when all the money starts coming in, I mean, I want the Super League. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm keeping that quiet.
Right.
But I'm pushing that big time behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
I want to do a big Saudi Super League.
Who's in your Super League?
For anyone who wants to be in it.
Oh, really? So it's not invite only necessarily. It's open invitation.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever, man.
Why don't you?
What's your maximum amount of teams for it?
70.
70.
It's a super league.
Okay. So long seasons.
We're breaking it all up. Yeah. Yeah.
I like, you could set it up, but I like, have an entry fee. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you want to come in?
Oh, that's good.
5 million quid.
Mm. And a cloakroom as well, make more money with the cloakroom.
Yeah, that's a good
especially
idea.
Especially if you send those shirts.
Yeah.
Off the top, I mean, we've heard of payday loans. We've heard of Saudi Arabia and we've heard of the Super League. I mean, this is starting off good.
Just to remind you, the show's called Fit and Proper.
Yep.
And it's because you will be analysed on whether you're a fit and proper person to run a football club. Okay, just to throw that reminder in. So, does that mean you're the owner and you want the Super League? Are you the manager as well?
I don't know. I feel like, because the way the whole Wrexham thing's gone, I feel like you need a celebrity around.
Right.
So maybe if we could get like Tom Hanks or...
Hanks, okay.
As the manager.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's good, because it's like Tom Hanks is so... It's such an acceptable face of your regime. He softens it massively.
Would you have Tom Hanks as Tom Hanks, or would you have Tom Hanks playing a character as a manager? Thank you.
Okay, that's good. He could be, you know, have you seen The Terminal?
Yeah. Yes.
He does like an Eastern European accent. He could be that.
Right. It's like a Slaven Bilic.
Sorry. So you managed to get a morally acceptable face of your thing, and then you just decided to completely ruin that.
And he's from the made up country.
Arguably xenophobic accent.
Do you remember that he's from a made up country? It's
what the country
so stupid.
Called. Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's a really stupid
thing. And he's from like a basically a Pez version of a country.
Yeah, I think
Slavic
that's fine.
Blue.
Yeah, it's all about...
Slavic Czechs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about the TikTok followers these days. I mean, have you seen the amount of people just around London that wear PSG shirts?
Yes.
Like fashionably. Yeah. That's where we're trying to go.
I know. Right, so you're
trying to become the PSG...
Cracovia. Cracosia.
That's the made-up country.
Cracosia.
Cracosia.
Oh, it's so dumb.
It's a fictional country created for the film that closely resembles a former Soviet republic of an Eastern Bloc state. So that's... He's going to be the manager.
He's going to be manager in character, in his character from The Terminal.
Yeah.
Trying to get a national team job at the end of it for
Cracosia.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's what happens in the film. It's that the country, is it at civil war or something, or it doesn't exist anymore, and that's why he can't leave.
Because the passport doesn't work.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then he starts dating Catherine Zeta-Jones in an airport. I don't know, man. Mm.
Is this the film where it ends with him whispering something and we don't know what it is?
No, that's...
That's lost in translation. Well, a lot of this has been lost in translation, to be fair. This country doesn't even exist, so who knows what the language is.
Do you think Tom Hanks will do his team sheets normally or as Tom Hanks on a typewriter? Because you know he's one of the largest collectors of typewriters.
He is a big typewriter guy, yeah.
He's one of the largest. He's got one of the largest collection of typewriters in the world. He's written a book about typewriters.
We can make that work.
Yeah. Could you?
Yeah. We got to do like a tie-in where it's a documentary series as well.
Yeah.
You know.
With Tom Hanks as the man from Cracosia.
Yeah, with the typewriter.
But with the typewriter, but that's like a little nod to him as himself.
Yeah.
Keeping the Arsenal font?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Badge?
Badge. I think I'm fine with the badge. Also, the Gunnosaurus can stay.
Because you've had him on your little membership badge. And
yeah, he's all right. He's generally pretty popular. Everyone knows Gunnosaurus.
Yeah, mainly because of Mesut Ozil.
Yeah, no, everyone knew him before.
Yeah,
he's a popular one because a child designed it, won a competition. Sweet, isn't it?
That is lovely.
Do you know the mascots of other clubs?
100%.
Do you?
You name any club, I can tell you what the mascot is. Yeah.
Liverpool?
Paul? Paul, the liver bird.
Okay. Spurs? I don't know what it is.
Go on, Lloyd.
Do I?
Yes. You tell us. Colin the Cock.
No, okay, Lloyd doesn't know any of them. We didn't know Paul the Liver Bird. But, you know, Liverpool mascot called Paul. It makes sense.
Hey, Paul, good. Paul the Liver Bird.
No, it's Chirpy.
Chirpy.
Fuck off.
Chirpy
I think Colin the Cock's better than Chirpy.
Chirpy. Chirpy is the Spurs mascot.
Fuck off.
Is it? Chirpy. There's a male and female one now.
What are they? Cocks?
Cockerels.
I can't believe I've not seen it. That's weird.
Chirpy.
Harry's pissing himself here.
Chirpy,
you're
lad.
Trying to keep a straight face.
Good lad.
Here.
Chirpy's a good lad. This is unacceptable.
I love this. You're like going, yeah, like football shit. But he's absolutely
the
one dying on a hill.
The Grimsey one is a big foam man.
Is it?
Yes, that's absolutely fine.
It's a big
Chirpy,
balding firm bloke.
Chirpy the cock.
Foam bloke.
Chirpy the cock.
What's right? What's the issue here?
It's what are you? The fact that you're saying what is the issue?
I don't see the problem here.
Chirpy the cock. Can you not hear it? Say that out loud.
You're the one who's saying cock.
Can you say Chirpy the Cock?
No.
Can he say Chirpy the Cock?
I will not say that.
And he's got a wife, does
the legacy of
Chirpy
this.
The Cock's got a wife.
Chirpy's got a wife.
There's two Chirpies. It used to be one Chirpy.
He's so serious about
it. Used to be one Chirpy that I thought was a female. It was a female.
Oh,
but only because it had
rail.
The sort of chest of a bird. And I
ooh.
Thought it was...
whoa. Chris, you're not allowed to say that. It's 2023.
Yeah, it's proper bird's chest. But it had like a protruding chest that I thought represented... something I'd sort of humanised it in my head.
Oh my god,
that's disgusting.
As a sort of 10-year-old coming of age, discovering for God's sake, Lloyd, this is pathetic. This is not a carry-on film, okay? Show some respect for these mascots who've come before you. Yeah, thank
what
you.
Before me? Grimsby Town mascot is a
creepy
called,
old man called Pervert. You're John the Perv.
Actually, well, not a million miles away. If Andy Carr is listening, hello to you. It's a Mighty Mariner. He's a Mariner. But yeah, he's in a foam suit. But it's less pervy than Chirpy the Cock.
Pathetic.
That's like
children.
A mate down the
Absolute
pub.
Children.
Oh, here he is, Chirpy the Cock. It's like a scene out of fucking Afterlife. Do you know what I mean? From the pub scene.
with a pair of breasts.
Exactly.
With a lovely...
A breasted bird.
That is lovely.
But then they've now, like, there's a taller one and a slightly smaller one.
Okay.
Could be father and son, I suppose, but I think it's husband and wife. But it's hard to know.
Do they always walk about together?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. I've never paying that much attention to the mascot. And also, mascots typically are used to kind of like celebrate and sort of drum up excitement, and that hasn't really happened at Spurs for a while.
With Chirpy the Cock.
Chirpy the Cock is normal. Cockerel is normally, damn it, normally doing that. Yeah,
yeah. I can't.
I've got no issue with this mascot whatsoever. But you're keeping Gunnosaurus anyway.
Yeah, I think you've got to keep Gunnosaurus.
Gunnosaurus, I think is fine because it's one of those ones where it's made up because, I'm assuming dinosaurs are made up. Do you know what I mean? I believe in God. But it's made up, but it's caricaturized. It's just a bit of fun. Do you know what I mean? It's not, Gunnosaurus as opposed to, there is the sex of a cock we're not entirely sure of called Chirpy.
It's weird though because like...
I can't get me around that.
A cockerel is prominent on the logo of Tottenham, right? A dinosaur.
But we can't have a cannon.
Well, you say that.
Why not?
I think.
But what about a cannonball rolling around out? Big cannonball. In like a guy in like a Zorb suit, but it's like painted.
No
black,
one would
so
know what it was,
going.
Right? It would look like a big bowling ball. God, why have know. We got a?
They'd know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. I mean, if you're thinking that a cannon's morally unacceptable at the. At the Saudi Dome.
It's for children, right? The mascots?
Well, not Chirpy the Cock.
No.
I think some of the others are, but...
Oh, that's why the screen's there.
Yeah, that's why you can't see through it.
Oh, right. Why is the window clearly the other side? That doesn't look like spit. What else are you changing at us? I presume the colours are the same, red and the bit of the white?
Yeah, sure. I guess we'll do some focus groups and figure out... Oh, I read that... For babies, the whole thing about pink and blue is nonsense. Like, they don't care about those colours, but they really like a kind of dark yellow gets their attention. So maybe we just wear a dark kind of yellow as a home kit.
Because you'd be trying to get the attention of babies.
It's all about growing the brand, right?
Yeah. Right, get them in early.
Because we are in a lot of debt from the payday loans.
Yeah. So you're going with a market that famously has no disposable income whatsoever. Babies.
It actually does. Babies watch YouTube now, and they watch
huge.
You know, they watch those long lullaby videos.
And also, I will say, my niece is her favorite color is yellow, and that is not even. I mean, you can ask my sister after this if you want, Reese. But that is
you better.
That
ask.
Is yeah, all right. I will.
That is true.
Can I preface it with some context, or do I have to just go, what's your daughter's favourite colour? I know we've not spoken for a while. What's your daughter's favourite colour? Tell me immediately.
If you said to bleep out a name, we'll put another name in there. If you said to do that again, if that's right. If you text her and say, what's your favourite colour? What's your daughter's favourite colour? Let's genuinely not keep her name in. I haven't said it, but if she would say, oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's yellow. And that'd be fine.
Wouldn't be creeped out.
No, not at all.
But then surely she'd be expecting a sort of gift in that colour to arrive. I'm sort of setting up. Yeah. Like, and then,
sure.
And what's your address?
Yeah. Well, why don't you give it to me and I'll send it to Hannah.
And I'm not actually getting a gift. I don't think you understand. I could get an Arsenal. I'd get an Arsenal.
Yeah, but so
shirt.
Would you then become the North London Dark Yellows?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Interesting on Pairs, yeah.
Mm. You become the North London Dark Yellows.
Your team on Pairs played in yellow?
Yeah, yellow and black. That's Pez United. That, do you know that they're a team that exists in the game already?
Oh, really?
Do you know that? Yeah.
Pez United.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just
and
this
they're just like a
team.
Random, and it's all everyone's made up.
Yeah, yeah. All those players are made up. They're all kind of racial stereotypes,
right.
But it's not that
like Tom
bad.
Hanks in the
like
terminal.
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
You've got a bunch of Tom. Okay, cool. So Tom Hanks in the terminal is managing. You're now playing in yellow. He's to keep Gunnosaurus. He wears yellow.
He's a yellow dinosaur now.
Oh, he's now lovely. A yellow dinosaur.
So, but I think, again, because you're like, well, what is it? But if you have like a yellow dinosaur, that, what I'm saying is, and you're going back to the children thing, you could have a YouTube series where it's Gunnosaurus. Yeah. Get all the kids in the world following this yellow Gunnosaurus. Then everyone around the world. Imagine if Hey Dougie had a football team.
There you go.
Why has no one thought about this?
That can be your motto. That's the new club motto. Imagine if Hey Dougie had a football team.
You've imagined the new yellow Arsenal.
Yeah. Like, we might have to press pause in a minute. I think I've come up with a really good business idea.
Wish you the best with it. I know somewhere you can get a loan to kickstart it if you're interested.
I think you're onto something here.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. Are you good? Well, yeah, actually, so this is Lloyd's idea. At no point have you said, yes, I'm going to do that. So it's up to you.
What, the YouTube thing?
Sort of YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. We're targeting the, the babies. Kids.
You'll end up selling more sort of Gunnosaurus toys than shirts, than Saka shirts, probably.
That's fine. That's
Which
fine.
Is great, yeah.
But toys, charge more. Toys are 60 quid, shirts are 50.
There you go.
He's winning.
Stadium. What do you think? Back to Highbury, keeping the Emirates, something new altogether.
Did you ever go? Did you ever go? No, to the Emirates?
I never got to.
I never went. Well, I don't support them, but
yeah. No, I started going just after.
To have done.
I know.
Did you ever go
to Highbury?
Yeah.
No. Oh, wouldn't Harry? Dare.
Harry went. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hey, I've signed up to Matt Letizia's newsletter.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Tell us more.
Okay, so the way it goes, it's like paragraph to paragraph.
What Lloyd's saying today.
I'm interested. What's the website?
There's one bit where it's like, so I tweeted this week and people were rattled or whatever, and he says, but the government is controlled by NATO and who and all of this. And then the next paragraph, had a lovely time in Southampton last week. He didn't have to pay for some chips. That was the thing.
Wow.
He got it for free. It's amazing reading it. It's mad. It feels like a parody.
That's what they say, isn't it? They say, if you say the vaccine's fake, you'll never buy another chip again in your life.
Yeah.
Apart from the chip in your arm.
Well, exactly.
what do you have to pay for that newsletter?
No. Newsletters are free, isn't it?
Wow, are they?
All
I'm saying is you could monetize them. Matt Letizia, when it's £1, get my newsletter every week.
Oh, he sells CBD.
Does he really?
I'm not even joking.
I know which one as well. It's the same one. That
Truth Freedom CBD.
Is it? Is it?
No, I don't think it's called that.
I think it is. Oh, I can't remember which one it is. It's the one that also Anthony Fowler peddles, I think, as well.
Right.
To which I actually had some gummies during lockdown, and I was like, oh, I think this has helped. But I also think it's because of nine bottles. I don't really know, because I was drinking nine bottles of wine a night as well, so it could have been the wine as well that could have
you
made
just felt
me
a bit sleepy. Bit
and also, they make you shit yourself. And your poo's black, apparently. But I mean, that might not be the CBD.
So he's
anyway.
Selling it through the newsletter, does he say? And
no,
also buy
but
this?
His whole thing is that. That's part of his thing.
Is it like affiliate marketing thing? Is he in a pyramid scheme?
I don't think so.
It is a bit pyramidy.
Is it?
CBD, Ponzi.
Selling CBD is very pyramidy.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. It does it is seem very, like that.
There's like five people that I have on my Twitter thing that are, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Is it all the same brand?
It's exactly the same brand, yeah.
Oh, that's
of mad. Which I have actually tried some in the past, again, during lockdown.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want some of this, mate? I was like, yeah, why not? I'm trying anything.
I feel like it could literally have no CBD in it. And you wouldn't know.
It tastes very marijuana-y. But that just could just be
that's
the flavoring.
Not CBD.
Yeah, you're just having weed gummies, Lloyd, which is a crime. Don't edit this, Harry. I think that people should know. I bought some brain pills during lockdown.
Fucking
that
hell.
brain
pills.
They were advertised. This. They were advertised to me this. Through a poker streamer on Twitch, actually.
So he was
not
genuinely
the one. Not Spraggy.
Okay, good.
a different one. And he kept being like, the way I focus is with these pills, which were called Mad Monk. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to focus, actually. So I bought some one day. And I was like, right, it was a day where I had a deadline. I really had to get something done. And it was quite a lot. And so I took one in the morning to be like, you know, I'm going to be hyper-focused. And I had half. And it made me such a migraine, I couldn't do any work for the rest of the day.
Really?
Yeah. And I threw them away.
What was
absolutely
in? Do you know
disgusting.
What's in them?
The taste was so bad, I got a migraine.
Marijuana?
I don't know. It was like, it tasted like... I just like pure fucking paint.
Oh.
It probably was just paint, wasn't
probably
it?
Probably paint, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think as soon as I did it, I was like, why have you bought brain pills advertised to you by a poker streamer? You idiot.
I think Mad
he's obviously
Monk...
not even eating. He keeps being like, yeah, I'll just have another one. And then he sort of puts his hand near his mouth and it's like, rubs his belly. He goes, yum.
That was really nice.
Delicious.
And I do think Mad Monk is a shade of colour from Farron Ball.
Mad Monk?
Yeah.
What colour is it?
Like dark brown.
Yeah, these were sort of purple pills.
Yeah, well, that was obviously the senior monk.
Yeah.
So you stayed at the Emirates.
I think you might as well. Might as well. It's a nice stadium.
I'm very...
Any changes to the stadium, though? Because you can do whatever you want with it. Change the catering?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Is the catering bad at the
Emirates? It's crap. So you can get a slice of pizza.
Lovely.
Is £5.
Not lovely.
And it is literally like a freezer, a quarter of a freezer pizza, you know, like from Iceland. It's like that. So one of the... A pizza would cost you 20 quid. If you were to buy a whole one, it's pathetic.
If you go to certain places now, pizza like Domino's is 25 quid for a pizza.
Yeah, but this is not
Iceland. This is just a very small Iceland pizza.
Really? Yeah. Oh, right. We're talking.
So what would you like in the stadium?
Pasta bake.
A big pasta bake in the middle for the whole stadium.
We could do it. Yeah, it's good.
Just like a big spoon onto a bowl.
You know, when you go to Spain, they're like that big, those big paellas. Yeah. Just a big pasta bake. Also, do you know what would be really good with the pasta bake? CBD gummies from Everyday CBD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll put you in touch with my friend Matthew. And
I'm picturing this pasta bake to be enormous to such an extent we're getting into Wembley lasagna territory in my head.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so you want an Emirates pasta bake to rival the Wembley
lovely
lasagna.
Lovely melted crispy cheese on top.
And I think what gets you more in the zone for a football match is having 300 grams of carbohydrate pasta.
Carbs and cheese.
Before, and cheese, just before getting riled up to spit on the screen.
Oh yeah, we're going to be adding those screens.
Those screens will
absolutely
be in?
Absolutely.
Vomit screens.
So what was it called? The enclosure?
Yeah.
So you've got the family enclosure
it's
already.
It's all an enclosure now.
And they're the whole thing, everyone's... Is it different ones? So you've got like a family one. A lads one,
sure. What would be the difference between the screens?
Well, just different areas, different sections. So you know, like, we're going to go to the family enclosure,
banter section,
banter section enclosed, obviously.
Sponsored by Boohoo Man.
Neutral section.
Neutral.
Why not?
Just men wearing linens.
Lads, we've got to enclose the neutrals. It could all kick off in there. Are you keeping Gunners as the nickname?
Cash in hand.
Gunmen.
Gunman.
Yeah. Gunman is a popular term on Twitter football for a good striker.
Gunman.
Like, we should sign Vlahovic. He's gunman.
He's gunman.
We'll change it to gunman. Not gunmen. We'll change gunman. Our nickname is gunman.
We should support Arsenal. They're gunman.
Oh, yeah. Arsenal are proper gunman.
Arsenal are gunman.
Yeah. Arsenal are gunman. Hey, you've seen the gunman this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
How are you? You're very au fait with the sort of language of Twitter, football, ratio plus L type language. Mm. Are you going to be sort of encouraging that culture when you're in charge?
Big time. Very hot. We're going to make it very toxic.
Yeah.
I'm going to run the Twitter account, the Arsenal Twitter account, and I'm going
right.
to reply to Man United ratio. What about this ratio? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Pan United, stuff like that.
More clubs. More clubs should be
Penchester United. Yeah.
Penchester United. Yeah, great.
Penaldo.
Just reply Penaldo randomly to other football clubs.
hard L here.
Yeah.
Big dub. Right.
You need to hold this L.
Just gifts of Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. Mm-hmm. I like this big dub.
Oh, yes. This big dub boss man. Yeah.
This big
What are your, once you're in charge, what are your thoughts going to be on Arsenal Fan TV?
Oh, they're gone.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. We get rid of those.
Oh, poor gunman.
Where do they go? As in, like, how can you get rid of them necessarily?
I think you can do quite a lot if you have a lot of money. And I think framing people is... I feel like you get away with a lot if you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to frame them.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Go on.
Get them out to Saudi.
Yeah.
Ooh, free tickets. Pop a bit of cocaine in their pockets.
Oh, my God. And they're done.
Gunman,
that's fine.
Gunman's done, man.
Yeah, have these complimentary yellow Arsenal jackets.
Lovely.
What's in the
go through security.
And there's cocaine lined into their jacket. Yeah,
they look around for me and I'm like, I'm doing something else.
You're gone. I'm
eating pasta bake. You know?
Gunman.
Gunman.
Typing Penaldo out on your phone, yeah.
I'll say, have that dub, boss man. Well, I can't stand those guys. I'm not... I don't watch a lot of it, but that stuff...
Yeah,
I find it. I like, so
I've met Robbie a number of times. He's a lovely,
I'm sure
lovely
he is.
Man, but I just don't agree with the ideology of basically people they get success from failure. Like that's
absolutely
how,
yeah.
When Arsenal do well, they have to look at other ways in which to monetize their channel or have their channel a success. Mm. And I just think it's so sad. You don't really you don't see it on the scale of other clubs, and I think that. If you're a fan, you should get behind the team. And if it's going badly, then find ways of...
They're all doing it now, though.
Oh,
you know, every
insane.
club.
Yeah,
there's at least one. I watch the Tottenham ones when they lose, for example.
Those two brothers. Yeah. Those two brothers. Yeah. That's the man and wife.
Chirpy.
That's just, they're both chirpy.
Yeah. They're all right, really.
We've got expressions as well.
Oh, he's funny, though.
Just the most energetic man. You can't tell. If you watch it on mute, you can't tell if he's celebrating
us
scoring or angry that they've scored, because he just bounces up and down going, oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's a thing now for, like, especially all the, like, kind of top Premier League clubs. Yeah. They've all got guys that watch the games. What's the name of the Man United guy? Mark Goldbridge.
Mark Goldbridge.
He takes himself very seriously, that guy.
Partridge.
Yeah.
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 See,
Have City got anything like this? They do, but it's City, so it's not as popular.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. No, but not as many people hate them.
Because, and also as well, because they keep winning. Like, you can't.
Yeah,
you
boring can't. Channel. Yeah.
It's like, going, oh, we've conceded today. 6-1. We conceded. Yeah. Like, oh, well done. Chris Haaland only scored 5 goals today. He's fucking useless.
Yeah.
I love that.
The supercomputer analyzes whether you're a fit and proper person.
Okay.
Of course, to be the owner of a football club. It also throws up a random scenario to see how you deal under pressure.
Okay.
It's thrown up this one today, I believe. Lloyd will talk you through it.
Yeah, let me just get this. Okay, here it is. So, your team are flying high, Arsenal. The gunmans are doing good. Everyone is happy, obviously, apart from Arsenal TV, who are in prison in Saudi Arabia, handless. You ask what the players would like as a treat, and they say that they would like a state-of-the-art snooker table at the training ground. Big, full-size one. Do you know what I mean? Like they've seen on the TV. They are. Yeah, they are. Famously massive. You agree. Going, oh, yeah, fine. That's fine. That's fine. You get a quote, but then you're dumbfounded to realise it's £250,000 all-inclusive delivery for the type that they want. You think that's a bit steep. You make a few calls and chat to your mate Tony P, and he says that he can sort you one out for £40,000. You're buzzing. It arrives. The players too, they're buzzing. Morale is at an all-time high. They're hitting breaks like no one has ever seen. However, after a few months, a few issues seem to arise. The lads, they're all getting bad backs and having hip problems. Oh. Then your reserve goalkeeper, the American lad, he gets a large splinter in his left hand. It turns out Tony P's snooker table is dodgy as fuck. It's not regulation height, hence the back problems, and the cues aren't sanded down. The pool table is crippling your players, all because you wanted to save a little bit of money due to the huge interest on your loans. What in the sweet fuck do you do? It's weird that the computer's swearing.
What a long walk for a small sandwich. Now, what are you going to do about the bad backs?
Well, basically, you've got 10 players out there because they've all got bad backs and hip problems and stuff. And the American lad, he's got a splinter in his left hand. Essentially, the team is Saka and Ramsdale.
Okay.
Plus others.
Can you sign players on a free when it's not the transfer window?
Only if they are not registered with another team,
okay,
or from the conference, I think. And again, all this is probably wrong, but no, I think they have to be done within the window. Or you can use,
is that right?
Children or emergency
children?
Well, as in like academy,
yeah,
not like your Hayden.
Local children, you're allowed.
Guess lots of emergency loans. Who are the best youth lads?
But what I'm saying is,
who are the most stylish? Because it is about the TikTok. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are the cool ones?
It's not about winning.
Tom Hanks can play.
Yeah.
As who?
He could play as the guy from Casa.
Left back.
He was okay.
Oh, he'd be a different character.
Yeah.
He could do Zinchenko probably based on his accent.
what other films has he done another sort of big character in?
Tom Hanks.
Has he done any other films?
There's Tom Hanks.
Forrest Gump.
He can be like he is in Big, where he's quite immature.
Forrest Gump.
He's going to cover the most ground on the pitch.
Oh,
Big Engine.
Yes.
And the bloke, the Captain Phillips?
Sully.
Captain Phillips. Sully.
I like that film. I haven't seen Sully.
He's actually done quite a few films, hasn't he?
Captain Phillips as well. He'd easily walk in as captain.
He's the captain.
Yeah. What we do have to stipulate is that the snooker table is still there and it is still crippling. Oh. People don't know why, but you've realised that actually it's the snooker table that's crippling. Do you get rid of the snooker table? And morale goes, or do you spend $250,000 on it? Hey guys, do you know what? I've got you a bigger and better one, and you get that. What happens?
No, I'd set the snooker table on fire.
Oh, good.
For a TikTok.
For a TikTok, we will do a dance around it for TikTok. And no, they're not having snooker for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm. But morale was really high when they had snooker.
Yeah, but now they've broken their backs, haven't they?
You've broken their backs.
Well, allegedly.
Tony P's got emails.
Allegedly is a good sort of summation of the whole thing, really.
Yeah, I'll spend a bit. I'll get another snooker table. Why not? Yeah. Is a pool table not...
What?
Can't they play pool?
Pool's tiny. They want snooker like they've seen from the Sheffield Crucible.
Is that what they're into?
Aaron Ramsdale.
He loves... Okay.
Loves. He used to go to the Crucible a lot when he was at Sheffield United.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. And he's really spread that around the camp.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll get another snooker table in. We'll sell Rob Holding. Get a snooker table.
Like for like, so straight swap.
Yeah, straight swap.
He goes to the snooker table manufacturer.
Yeah.
They own him.
He can work there.
Yeah.
He'll be happy.
Lovely guy, Rob Holding.
They get Holding. My God. They get Holding. You get a snooker table. Everyone's happy. Eventually, 6 to 9 months, everyone's fully fit again.
Everyone's fully fit.
In the meantime, you go viral on TikTok every day because you've got the youth team.
Yeah, playing. And good kits like PSG.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Nice.
Okay. We're the fashionable club.
Dark yellow. The banana kit, I think it was called.
Bruised banana.
Mm. See, that's a better mascot than a bruised Chirpy banana. The Cock.
A big banana.
Hey, big bruised banana. And you don't see any issue with that along the same lines as Chirpy the Cock. A big giant banana walking around.
Well, it's bruised, isn't it?
Right. What's it bruised from?
What?
Right. We've got enough information now to analyse, I think, in our supercomputer whether or not you're a fit and proper person. To own Arsenal, if you just like to press enter on the computer, Lloyd.
Oh, God, that's the quickest.
That was very quick indeed.
That usually goes on for about 20 seconds.
What's the verdict?
Not fit and not proper.
Not surprised.
Yeah, fuck. That was the quickest that has ever...
What do you mean?
Well, usually the supercomputer goes on for 20, 30 seconds, analyses quite a lot, whereas that just spat it out straight away.
Do it again. I think it's broken.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, okay.
Do it again. He's got menace in his eyes.
But,
right, now this is how this episode ends.
Oh.
It's suddenly, you've got blood on you, and then it just goes back to the start of the episode. We just go, welcome to the show. Are you an Arsenal fan? And then you go, no. Cut.
Welcome, Bilal, to the podcast, Fit and Proper. When the camera pans to him, Tom Hanks.
Brilliant. That's Tom really Hanks. Good. And then he speaks out loud in an offensive accent.
He was Tom Hanks all along.
He was Tom Hanks all along.
Tom Hanks all along doing Bilal.
Can podcasts get nominated for BAFTAs?
One day.
I think so. I think this one will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Bilal. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Very hard to concentrate on that podcast when I came up with arguably something that Dragon's Den would be chomping at the bit to get involved with.
Okay, maybe a dragon character though, because you could also do this for everything. Dragon's Den. Could you do like a cartoon version of that for kids?
Look, all I'm saying is Wrexham, they're the dragons, okay?
Right.
They've got Hollywood contacts. They can do a worldwide cartoon for children. You support Wrexham. Yeah, okay. I don't know why this is going out.
Clifford we should the be Big Red Dragon. You work with Jack, get him in the sequel.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Thank you for listening to this very successful award-winning podcast.
Right. Okay, now, because you can just say stuff.
Yeah, you can just say stuff and people don't really question it anymore. So thanks for listening to this award-winning podcast. If you'd love to give us a 6-star review, we'd absolutely love that. Bilal was great. Go and see Bilal in Edinburgh this year. His show.
And go back and watch the Twitch streams
on YouTube.
The current Twitch streams that he said that are not doing the same numbers they were in the pandemic. When we all should have started podcasts.
I've got to go because I've got to go and DM Rob Holding.